Okay. Good morning, everyone. This week, I think most of the chaburus will learn some halachas about the 9 days. So just the 3 weeks, the 9 days. So just to mention halacha two that's negated to the 9 days, which Be'ez Hashem it should not be negaya, but if it will be negaya or b'teres limud, we'll discuss it a little. So we know mishnichnas av mematim b'simcha. But what does that mean, mematim b'simcha? Are you memayit b'simcha? So the place can bring down that a way how to be mekayim mematim b'simcha is by not going to enjoyable places, not to go to amusement parks, not to go on enjoyment trips of enjoyment. On Erev Tisha B'Av, there's another Isser, not even to Litayel, not even if it's not for enjoyment, but just to go on walks or hikes alone, is us on Erev Tisha B'Av. And this is the whole Erev Tisha B'Av. Another example of Mishnech Zav Mematim Simcha means in our mazel. Our mazel is weaker once Av begins. Therefore, the Gemara says, someone has a court case with a non-Jew, they should try to push it off until after the whole Chodesh Av, or at least until after Tisha B'Av, which then already it's like a new month after Tisha B'Av. But if one could push it off, that's where it comes from, this idea that if someone has a minor operation, which does not have to take place right now, they could push it off. Won't make such a big difference. So if they're able to push it off until after, at least after Tisha B'Av, or not to do it during 3 weeks, it's brought down in the Paiskim that they should try to do that. Operation that has to take place is fine. The similar to that also is extended to the idea that anything which the world views that has in it a danger, it's not dangerous enough that we answer it. Something which is a sakana is us all year round. Talking about something which is not, it wasn't established as a sakana, but it has in it a certain danger that the world thinks, that people think twice about doing it because of the danger. So then during these days, during the 3 weeks, and especially during the 9 days, if one does not need to do it, they shouldn't do it. If there's a reason why they need to do it, so then okay. One example comes up very often is flying. Even though it may be true that crossing the street is more dangerous or driving a car is more dangerous, but flying on an airplane people view as there's a certain danger to it. So if one doesn't need to fly during the 9 days, so then of course they should try not to. However, if there's a reason why it's better to fly during the 9 days, so then it's mutter. Those are the things that come out of this halacha of Mishnechas Av Mematim B'Simcha. But of course, if someone's making a bris milah, a bris, and then the father, the son, the mayel, the sandik, they all could dress in big de Shabbos, and for them it is a yontif on that day. We also find that just like Mematim B'Simcha, so too there's halacha that Mematim B'Maso Matim, to lessen the business they buying and selling. They're doing business during the days and 9 days. However, the meaning is that we're makel, that anything which is part of our parnasa, we're makel in. But the daf could go to buy something which will give you excitement, like a nice piece of silver, or even tzarche chuppah. So and so is buying things for a chasna, a kal is buying things for the chasna, for after the chasna. There's a certain excitement in that. By a chas and a kal, you have a different heter in case they need it. If it's the tzarech mitzvah, if the chasen is right after Tisha B'Av, and they need to get it now during the 9 days, so then, out of the tzarech mitzvah, you can buy svarim during the 9 days, you can buy shoes for Tisha B'Av during the 9 days, but to go ahead and just go and buy things which are not needed for your panasa or for a mitzvah, that already, it's better to wait until after Tisha B'Av. What? Very good. So the question was, and I'm going to get to the point, that, however, if it's, that's one heter. Another heter is that if if I'm going to lose money or time by not getting it now, so then there's also a hetzer to get it now. You know, as if it's on sale, and the difference in the price, I won't be able to get this price after Tisha B'Av, so then it's also mutter to buy. Or if, let's say, time. I happen to be in a certain place now where if I don't get it now after Tisha B'Av, I'm going to be somewhere else and I'm going to have to come back here to get it. It's a trip to get back there to get it. So that also I could save time. Or in any case where I have some contract so right after Tisha B'Av and I don't order it now, it won't be able to be brought to me on time. So then also I could buy now. But the idea is buying it, purchasing it. So if one would want to go to the store just to look around or pick out what they want, right, they have to buy a certain appliance, which they don't need right now. Any appliances or any household things that they need now, let's say the refrigerator breaks, you could buy a new refrigerator during the 9 days. But any appliances they don't need now, but they want to go to the store just to look at the different ones that they're selling and to pick out one that's not awesome. So you could go window shopping. You could decide, even though there's a certain enjoyment about that also, that's not what they ask it. It's the buying that they ask it. The question is, when you ordering online, that lechayr is also considered that you purchased it, you bought it, so that if one doesn't need to, if it doesn't fit into one of their terms. As a matana, you want to give someone a matana, there's no issa to give a matana. On Tisha B'Av itself, there's issa matana to give your friend a matana. It's like Sheila Shalim. But before Tisha B'Av, there's no issa to give a matana. Obviously, if it's a very exciting thing, so then, of course, it would make sense to wait until after Tisha B'Av to do that. But like we said, to buy something which you need, let's say you need to buy a house or apartment, or to rent an apartment, to move into an apartment, to move into a house, which you need for living purposes, that would be mutter. But if it's just for investment, or you're living somewhere, you just want to extend your house, or you want to decorate the house, those are things that should not be done during the 9 days. This is just one of the minhagim of the 9 days. And he said to me, Yetz Hashem, we should be zeichet to the gula, that we shouldn't have to find out about the rest of them.